This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, May 6, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining us in the next segment will be Joe Biggs. We're going to talk about the latest developments in Jade Helm. Right now, it is a propaganda war. It's a PSYOP war, and that's a large part of what it's going to be as well. We're going to talk about what's going on, the latest developments in it. Of course, one Texas congressman has come out bravely and said, yeah, we need to be concerned about what the government is doing. We need to watch what the government's doing. Louis Gohmert, and of course, he knows that he's going to be vilified. He knows that they are going to ridicule him, that they are going to come after him personally, make straw man arguments about how he's irrationally paranoid. I would say if there's any party on the earth that is irrationally paranoid, it has to be the federal government. They criticize people who are preppers. They criticize people who want to understand what our government is doing. Yet they are the ones who are doing the most extreme things everywhere and then demanding that we not pay any attention to it at all. This, for example, this story that's up on the Drudge Report right now from Infowars.com. DHS-funded spy tag knows when you visit the bathroom. And when I saw this, I thought about the Drudge Report story that's been up for the last couple of days about the mayor here just north of Austin, a place called Georgetown, Texas, passed the torch over to the mayor pro tem and went to the restroom and had a lav mic on. Remember they had that guy that had killed several people. They caught him in a documentary when he went to the restroom and he said, "I'll kill them all." So now he's under arrest. He had beaten the rap for decades, but he got nailed by a lav mic that was still turned on. Well, the same thing happened in Georgetown. The guy walks off, and that video is very funny. Especially when he flushes the toilet, everybody breaks down laughing. That at the time I saw it a couple of days ago, it had 2.8 million views. So that is everywhere. But this stuff is serious. We have a paranoid, dangerous government that wants to know everything about us. They want to track everywhere we go. When they negotiate trade deals in secret, when they pass laws in secret, when our congressmen, our elected representatives are told, get out of here, you can't see this, when they talk about stakeholders are going to put this together, then you understand that we, the people, don't have a stake in this. Our elected representatives don't have a stake in it. We are not stakeholders. It's the stakeholders who are putting together the Trans-Pacific Partnership in secret, and we need to just shut up. And now we got Mitch McConnell just giddy about how he and Obama are now buds. You know, they just, you won't believe this, but, you know, we just get along great on this trade agreement. It's like, no, I believe it. I believe it. I know where this is going. Alex Jones has been talking about it for decades. We all know where this is going. Barry Goldwater knew where this was going decades ago as well. We just read that quote earlier in the show. We know exactly where this is going. Mitch, I have no problem at all believing that you and Obama are just laughing it up over what you're doing to the American people. But this is a government that wants to know everywhere we go, including the bathroom. As Paul Joseph Watson points out, a new RFID tag designed to track objects or people in a closed environment, unquote, which is being funded by the Department of Homeland Security, even has the ability to know when you visit the bathroom. And as one person says, how long before they incorporate this technology into driver's licenses? That's a privacy blog, Mass Private Eye. Can you say real ID? DHS's National Driver's License Tracking Program, when they're installed in your driver's license, they'll know where, which vehicle you're driving. Well, yeah, you know what? They've already got black boxes. We've talked about this over and over again. They've already got the black boxes in your car. They just need the Wi-Fi capability, and they have mandated that. I believe that the V2V technology, which the Department of Transportation out of Washington laughingly calls talking cars, that's going to be here within, I think, it's either 2016 or 2017. They're going to start mandating that in cars, in the new cars. Then they will retrofit it to the older cars. And guess what they're going to be talking about? You. Who will they be talking to you about? The government. tracking everything you do. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Biggs talking about Jade Helm.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, May 6, 2015. Joining me now in the studio is Joe Biggs. We've had, we've been featured in the news. We've got former Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst is going around making the talk show circuit. See, immediately jumped on this as soon as Governor Abbott sympathized with concerns of citizens because, you know, somebody with a CIA background, Joe, like David Dewhurst, you know, citizens don't need to know what's going on, number one. Number two, you don't need to be concerned if they have concerns. Just ignore them. They're just peons and peasants. They're not stakeholders, right? So just ignore them. So he criticized, of course, making some political points, and now he's going on CNN. We're going to play a clip of that in a moment. But
he goes on to say that, you know, a lot of people go on, you know, and say Texas is one of the greatest states. And this kind of proves the fact that we have a good governor as well who's willing to help kind of calm everyone down a bit. He heard his constituents. He's heard what people are worried about, and he's going to actually do something about it. I think that's amazing. I don't know why they want to attack him over that. The people, that's his job.
Yes.
He's doing his job.
I would like it to have some politicians who are aware of what our concerns are and respond
exactly.
to that. In Bastrop, we've got the judge there who basically, he's not really like a legal judge, a judicial judge. He's actually the chief administrator of the county. Basically, he had that dog and pony show there of the lieutenant colonel that was involved in the operation, and he said, we're not here to change people's minds. And it's like, well, what are you here for? It was, in other words, you could care less what we think.
It was a televised psyop.
Exactly.
That's all it was.
Exactly.
Because what they did is they were doing damage control from when Thomas Mead of Metrics Global originally posted that video where they were talking about Jade Helm, and he really told the truth about what was going on,
mm-hmm.
that there would be interaction in civilian attire in the public, and that cops see someone to pull them over, things like that. This time, it was Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria as the puppet for this, you know, contract company for this guy. And then, you know, I think Jakari's actually working on a video. We're going to show how many times Mark Lastoria looks back at Thomas Mead to see, like, is it okay? Like, checking with his puppet master, like, oh, am I doing the right thing?
Exactly.
Because that's all they were. They were just trying to damage
control. Exactly. It's just like we see with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You can't read that agreement. You can't take any pictures of it. You can't talk to anybody about it. And,
trust us when we tell you what it says.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, we see that even our congressmen don't have any power, right? And so you got this guy who's a lieutenant colonel. He's looking at this guy in the suit from the private company for authorization for everything he's got to do. Everybody that attended that meeting had that comment. They couldn't believe how he kept referring to that guy. And then there was actually a guy who stood up and said, well, you've introduced yourself, but who is this guy in the suit that you keep talking, looking at and talking to?
Because he will be the one running the operation. Lieutenant Mark Lastoria is just a puppet.
Yeah.
He is just a face for SOCOM to go up there and stand and to help calm some people with his little psyop that he was running out there. It was complete and total BS. The people there did not buy what he was saying. I didn't buy it. You know, me and him would look at each other and be like, what is this guy talking about? It completely contradicted the original thing they came out to do.
Yes.
I mean, it's...
Well, of course, the spin was that they were going to do this on private property, okay?
Yeah.
They already had permission. So you got a problem with private property? Just shut up. It's none of your business what's done on private property. Making it sound as if private property owners had initiated this whole training operation.
Well, yeah, they put out some Craigslist ad or something like that. Hey, we're SOCOM. Do you mind giving up your hundreds of acres so we can come out here? And then these people called and implied. No.
Yeah.
From what I talked to, I've got a guy that I'm going to go on his property when the training starts, and he's next to, he's lined up with another property who gave up 100-something acres
mm-hmm.
for this. And he said that the government came, knocked on the door to people's properties saying, hey, can we come do this?
Oh, absolutely.
So they lied in the entire...
Well, the whole slideshow that was up there, the very beginning of it.
They denied it,
says, the purpose we're here to give you this slideshow. And they went to all these different local governments all over Texas, Utah, everywhere that they're going. And they said the purpose is to get a written invitation from local city council, from the county government. Why would they need to have written permission from the local governments if it's all about private property?
Exactly.
So, you know, it keeps spinning this one way after the other. And it was interesting when I got the call from the local ABC affiliate asking me, you know, why are you guys so afraid? And she had gone to the Bastrop meeting,
mm-hmm.
and she had even written an article on it the day after, on Tuesday. The Bastrop meeting was on Monday. She wrote an article on it on Tuesday. I talked to her on Wednesday, and when I mentioned that, I said, well, look at the very purpose here. She says, are they not telling you the truth about something? I said, yeah. They said they're looking for written permission from the local governments, and then they say this is all about private property, so just shut up. I said, and she said, where'd you read that from? I said, that's
in the slideshow they put out.
The document that's the basis for this whole report to start with this. But, of course, you know, we've been doing reports on the militarization of the police for a very long time. But the point is that the press is not really doing any investigation on this. We see nothing but just using the term conspiracy theory, dismissing it that way, becoming a mockingbird press, and that's what the CIA
is. It's the same cookie-cutter answer every time from CNN, from Fox, and all these places.
Yeah.
They say the same thing. They push out the same narrative. None of them have done any actual investigation. I mean, just like when they say there's no ISIS in Mexico or in Texas. Okay, now we know.
Yeah.
You know, we actually went and looked.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do it. They just read off a teleprompter, and that's what's ridiculous.
As a reporter. I mean, they don't even go in and Google this to look up what's going on. They don't know anything about what unconventional warfare is. They haven't looked at the documents. They don't know the history of the training. You and I were in Fort AP Hill, which is an asymmetric warfare center, a year ago. We were walking through it. Alex was broadcasting it live. They spent $96 million to create a replica of an American city that was very different from the kinds of urban warfare that you've seen in practice with bombed out buildings and that sort of thing, going building to building. They spent $96 million, and of course, it was supposed to be somewhere in the $60 million. There's some clips of it right now of where we were last year. It was originally budgeted for $60-some-odd million, so that's 50% over budget. just like the Pentagon always does, but that's not good enough for them. They've got to come into America.
Yeah, so that looks just like Iraq right there. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah, there's
exactly.
A school bus. The roads don't have potholes from IEDs. And wait, there's a mosque over there. I mean, that... But yeah. I mean, there, you know, we have Muslims in America.
Yeah, that's
wait,
the only
there's
thing.
But traffic there lights. Also a there's church. A church.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, this looks just like Afghanistan. My mind's blown. I mean...
But
what are we
creepy.
Thinking?
It was very creepy when we were there because, you know, there were underground tunnels that connected the
subway station
to something that looked like it's just a torture facility. But also the fact that they've got working traffic lights. They've got the underground subway. You and I stood at the corner of First and Main. I took your picture at the corner of First and Main. I mean, that is not a foreign country. When you look at this, they're training for domestic operations. And we know that there's a lot of things that could cause, that they could use as an excuse for martial law. That's what they're training for over and over again. That's why we're concerned about the scope, the frequency, and the scale of these things continuing to increase every year.
Well, what people don't understand, and they have to go back and look at some of these original hit pieces against us, when we posted those slides, when we showed that initial SOCOM report, SOCOM came out and said they didn't know where those slides came from.
Yes, exactly.
People have to go back and look at the underlying things that are going on. They're continuously lying to the American people every day. And then the Pentagon goes, oh, we don't know anything about this. We deny this. Well, the Pentagon denies everything. The Pentagon doesn't know where they are half the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it is mind-blowing to see how they try to hit us on every angle. And if it was nothing at all, they wouldn't even talk about it. They know it's true. That's why these Pentagon puppets are going, hey, Fox, CNN, you got to discredit these guys. You got to discredit these guys. They're finding out what's going on.
Yes. I told that to the reporter. I said, from the very beginning, they denied that. I have no knowledge of that. I don't even know what you're talking about. I can't
post
that
it on your page.
Blocked, but, of course, Drudge linked the actual document on Scribe. They could go to Scribe and take a look at it. But that was their response. I have no idea what you're talking about. When it got big, that's when they came out, and then they started changing their story. And they keep changing their story because fundamentally, this is a psychological operation. If you look at what unconventional warfare is, it is a psychological operation. It is a means, and quite frankly, what Obama has been doing to this country, what George Bush was doing to this country was unconventional warfare. It's basically destroying our a country's economics, destroying their civil liberties, taking away people's ability and their will to resist. Okay? And that's the way you do it. That's in the military documents. You destroy them economically. You destroy their civil liberties. You take their rights away. You treat them like slaves and make them realize they don't have a future, and then they just give up in hopelessness.
And as this entire psyop is going on, what else is going on? The militarization of the police, the dropping off of these huge MRAPs and tanks in different cities across America. They are strategically placing all this heavy armored equipment all over the country while people are concerned now with the conspiracy theories and all of this.
Yeah.
They're putting all their chess pieces in play.
Yes, and they do it one at a time.
Yes.
Okay, it was a couple of years ago that Watson found the FedBiz ops procurements for billions of rounds of ammunition. As we did the math at the time, if you added up what Homeland Security was buying, and these are hollow point bullets, this is not allowed under Geneva Convention to be used by the military. It was being purchased by Homeland Security. It was hollow point bullets, which governments are only allowed to use against their citizens.
Yeah.
Okay, and they got billions of them. And as we pointed out, that's equivalent to 30 years worth of the rate that they were going through it in
combat.
The Iraq War.
Yes.
Exactly, in combat. They're stockpiling enough to fight a decades-long war. Then the next year comes around, and what are they doing? They're stockpiling MRAPs and other military equipment, prepositioning it in local communities, putting it on the dime of the local communities to pay for the maintenance of these things while they retain ownership of it so that they can then come in and take it over whenever they wish. Now we see this training, which has been going on at the same time simultaneously over and over again. And 2 years ago, I was talking about all the military drills that were going on in all the different cities. Then a year ago, we were at Fort AP Hill. We walked through the Asymmetric Warfare Center. Now they're doing a massive, massive training exercise across the United States.
They're buying up all the ammo. They're buying up all the guns. Meanwhile, places like in Baltimore at a Walmart outside, like 30 minutes outside of there, are going, whoa, we're going to need to pull the ammo off the shelves.
And the
BB
guns.
Yeah, the BB. We can't have this. I mean, there's a civil unrest going on. Well, that's when you kind of need to be able to protect yourself. That's the entire point of having that right, to be able to protect yourself and your property, your family, if something happens.
Yes, exactly.
When you disarm us, what happens when people are disarmed? ISIS attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look what happened when ISIS came to Texas. We carry guns. Don't mess with Texas. I guess that's something ISIS never heard about. We got guns, all right?
That's right. And it isn't just the hired security guards. They pay $10,000 to get a lot of off-duty cops, and these guys know how to shoot. But, of course, there's a lot of Texans who know how to shoot and are carrying as well. We'll be right back with Joe Biggs, and we're going to play you what former Lieutenant Governor David Hurst, former CIA agent, is saying about us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, joined in studio with Joe Biggs, and we're going to be talking about Jade Helm in this segment. We're going to talk specifically about the former Lieutenant Governor of Texas, David Dewhurst, who's going around talking about Jade Helm, telling people, hey, there's nothing to be concerned about. Move along. I mean, if you're a patriot, what problem do you have with the government training to take people out in the middle of the night and putting them in white vans and driving them off? I mean, you shouldn't have anything at all to say about that.
That's un-American to not like that.
Absolutely. So we're going to play the clip from him. It's about a one-minute clip on CNN. Before we do, I want to let you know that we've got a special right now for ProPure, the biggest discount we've had. Water20 is the promo code to get 20% off all ProPure water filtration supplies through this weekend. You can find that right now at InfoWarsStore.com, along with storable food. Always a good idea to have that for natural disaster or for man-made, right? Let's go to this clip from David Dewhurst on CNN, where he's talking essentially about us. Let's play that clip.
Former State Representative Todd Smith, again a fellow Republican, sent a scathing letter to Abbott. He accused him of, quote, pandering to idiots. Is Governor Abbott pandering to idiots?
So he's saying people who are scared.
No, I think Governor Abbott was simply listening to his constituents. I think this was fueled by talk show hosts. Talk show hosts that are more interested in their ratings than telling the truth. And so all I tried to do with my editorial and talking every day to people is to remind them that we've had training exercises going through Texas since we were first formed as a republic and now as a state. And that Texans love the military. We support the military. And if I've got any message, it's to all of our active duty.
It's unpatriotic to question the mission of the military.
To say that in Texas, we already have appreciate you. We got your back.
Huge doubt over the Obama administration. No one trusts them.
That's what Ted Cruz said. And, you know, I quite frankly, I don't know what to say except that it is our right and it is our duty as citizens to ask what our military is doing.
Exactly.
And when they tell you to just shut up because I'm wearing a uniform, I'm sorry, I don't live in that country. I'm never going to live in that country. I don't honor that kind of response. Look at the way they've got the map there. You're either permissive or you're hostile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's their bifurcated world. Okay, that's their two choices. You either permit them to do whatever they want without them telling you anything about it, without them answering any of your questions, and how dare you even talk about what the rightful mission of our military ought to be, okay, because then you're anti-military. There's a big difference about that, and we need to understand that. We've had that discussion before when we've talked about whether or not our government should be involved in wars. I don't want to get back to this thing, just shut up, we're going to invade this country, we're going to invade that country, and you don't have any say-so on it, and if you do, you're un-American. That's essentially what he's telling people.
I mean, people have to look at the fact, look at all these lies that are building up time after time. They keep saying these training exercises are, oh, they're dirty bomb drills, or this is to help further our National Guard, or this is to help hone our skills against a foreign enemy. Okay, so why does your dirty bomb drill have nothing to do with a dirty bomb and have to do with the soldiers taking on sovereign citizens, constitutionalists, patriots?
Crowd control.
That doesn't sound anything like a dirty bomb to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're saying, oh, Jade Helm, it's just so we can hone our skills for overseas. Negative.
And we just had the Pentagon come out, and defense officials said on Monday that this is all just wild speculation, internet-fueled claims. Okay, well, why do they not say that it's wild speculation when they do these scenarios, as Forbes reprinted it, how the military would take out the Tea Party? Isn't that wild speculation? Maybe that's just wild speculation. Why don't they take that back? Why don't they explain to us these repeated training scenarios where they come after people who are conservatives, libertarians, Tea Partiers, people who voted for Ron Paul? And, of course, Louis Gohmert had the courage to come out today, even after all this mud has been slung. And I would say a lot of this, you can understand the politics behind it. Okay, David Dewhurst is not simply speaking for the CIA. He's speaking for David Dewhurst, politician, and so is Todd Smith. They mentioned Todd Smith. This is an obscure Texas legislator who lost in the primary in 2012 65-35 because his big issue that he championed was no voter ID. He was a Republican. He was a rhino, same as David Dewhurst. But you got Louis Gohmert coming out and saying, yeah, I understand why they would be concerned about this. He said, when leaders within the current administration believe that major threats to the country include those who support the Constitution, who are military veterans, or who cling to guns and religion, patriotic Americans have reason to be concerned. That's what Louis Gohmert
said. Homeland Security has targets, like pregnant women and children.
Yeah. Yes.
They're saying the veterans are a number one target, and yet we're crazy to question this exercise that's going on?
And you and I walked through the live target, AP Hill, the Asymmetric Warfare Center, which was an American city. It had the same effect as those no-hesitation targets. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with a special report from Alex Jones about this Facebook attack on InfoWars. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you feel the aches and pains of your age? Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-Age Max. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with NutriTrala, and combine both Anti-Age Max and NutriTrala with Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs, Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm joined here in the studio with Joe Biggs. We've been talking about Jade Helm, and we're going to go back to Jade Helm, but Alex cut a special report today about this Facebook blocking our account on Facebook. They put up a notice that we were blocked for 3 days from posting. We have now found a workaround for that. Nevertheless, if you look at this image, it is totally innocuous. There's absolutely nothing controversial about it. There's no blood, guns, knives, nothing. Simply a guy in a balaclava with a camo suit and a flag in the background and a Stalin quote. And for that, they were going to block our Facebook account for 3 days. Here's what Alex Jones has to report.
In Nazi Germany and in many other nations that have fallen to tyranny throughout history, generally the takeover is done incrementally. That's the surest way, long term, to take a free society and to be able to convert it into a despotic system. The United States, according to rafts of university studies around the world, is trending into a total fascist system controlled by foreign offshore corporate interests that are above the law. Bilderberg, Davos, they're transferring all the nation-state powers and due process into things like the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and other systems, the WTO. They're militarizing our police. They are surveilling us without warrants. From Australia to the United States, from Germany to England, from South Africa to Mexico, the same systems of tyranny are being globally standardized and deployed. InfoWars is in trouble. InfoWars is under massive attack. And a lot of pundits, a lot of analysts have always pointed out that InfoWars.com is seen as a canary in the coal mine. That when the system really starts to come after us in the info war, that Hillary admits we're winning, you're winning, you are the info war. We're just one focal point of that, that the hammer's dropping. And it's not just us, and I'm going to break down what's happening in a moment. It's the internet power grab by the FCC. It's the TPP provision, the one part that got leaked, where it gives total internet control over to private corporations under copyright or under terms of use violation, where you're banned from the web, internet taxes, internet IDs to track you. Zuckerberg from Facebook meeting with the Chinese censors 2 months ago. It's on. And we've seen a seismic increase of persecution of the press, not just here, but all over the Western world. A seismic increase, exponential, in censorship. But in the last month, whether it's been YouTube, or whether it's been Facebook, or whether it's been Alexa owned by Amazon, and dirty tricks behind the scenes you wouldn't believe, the system is intensifying massive attacks against us right now. And if they can shut us down or cripple us, they can shut you down. InfoWars is breaking national news every day. We're generating top news stories that affect change every week or so that become the biggest stories in the country, like Jade Helm, the TSA, you name it. One of the committee members of the FCC, one of the commissioners, came out 3 days ago and said they've been in meetings and they're looking at trying to take down Drudge. If they can take down Drudge under Federal Elections Commission, claiming his free speech is electioneering, it's over, folks. Do you understand? We've been basically delisted by Alexa saying we have no visitors, even though our ratings are up. And every pro-globalist organization has gone up as we go down. Every libertarian or conservative group. Fox News was delisted and lost 80% of their traffic the same day we did. But the traffic's still there. That's where ad agencies go to make purchasing decisions. Fox News won't even stand up for itself because I guess it's basically part of it. They're attacking us as well. I was attacked by CNN last night saying that we believe the military is going to take over this summer when we said it's all part of conditioning. They literally edited the tape down to 3 seconds to make it sound like I said that. We're going to play that coming up here with Dave and I today. I'm taking off the radio show. This is so big today to get with lawyers, talk to some lawyers in New York, and to decide what I'm going to do because I have to try to talk to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, and others. They've helped us out before. We've had issues. I've had to sue people before. I don't make a big deal about it. Some of the lawyers involved have lost their licenses, you know, that have gone after us. There's a lot of stuff I got to deal with, and I have to come to a decision today and start pulling some triggers. But most importantly, just know this. The canary's sick. The canary is under attack. There's gas in the mine. This is affecting everybody. They're coming after your internet freedom. They're power grabbing on every level. They've got the IRS persecuting Second Amendment groups, Christian groups, veterans groups. They got veterans on don't treat death list. And a year's gone by and nothing's happened. They even admitted last week in the news, oh, nothing's changed. I mean, stuff's getting crazy, folks. And why are they allowing censorship? They're testing it. To use another bird analogy, like a parrot or bird will test a perch to make sure it's stable with its beak before it gets on it. They're testing to see what happens. They're probing. They're pushing. Obama dissolved the borders, didn't get in trouble. Obama put our military in NATO command, didn't get in trouble. funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda, didn't get in trouble. Overthrew our allies in Egypt, put Muslim Brotherhood in, didn't get in trouble. And he's just a front man for this agenda, but the globalists are very bold right now, starting war with Russia, destabilizing countries, destabilizing our nation, shutting down half our power plants the last 7 years. We're under attack, and that's why the population's lost trust in the government, because it's illegitimate. And now the system knows people are listening to Infowars.com as a conduit, so they're coming in on us. And just understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to pray for us. Even if you're not a Christian, just try to support us. Tell your friends and family about the broadcast. Send them links to the podcast, to the Infowars.com/show page. Tell them about local affiliates in your area. Get aggressive about this, because nothing can stop human intelligence and human action and word of mouth. You're the reason we're exploding. You're the reason citizens are putting up billboards for Infowars.com across the country. You're the reason we're gaining affiliates. But if they can delist us, as they did today, and kick us off Facebook, we have 3 million likes. Our biggest, we have like 14 different Facebooks. Our biggest one has 800 plus thousand. We noticed it was going towards 1 million, suddenly started getting reversed about a month ago, started losing them. Now they used us putting up an image, no violence, in a news article of ISIS, and they banned us for 3 days. They say they may permanently ban us. You go to CNN's Facebook, there's images of ISIS all over it. People say, well, they own that, they can do that. No, they advertise that you come there and put your content on, and as long as you follow their rules, they won't take you down. But then they selectively violate that. No one's safe if they can take your website down because you put an image up of an ISIS fighter, and we basically say they're terrorists. And I guess it's because we call them terrorists, and the Obama administration won't, under new political correctness, and they've told us, you cannot call them terrorists. So under new political correctness, you cannot call radical Islam terrorists. I mean, a federal judge ruled kids can't wear American flags at school because they're offensive. I mean, if we lose our speech, we lose everything. And it's all intensifying. It's coming down. And look at the economy. Look at the 0.2% growth. It's probably like 3%, 2% negative. It's what most economists say. We're in trouble. Something big's coming. Is it the dollar devaluation? Is it a bigger war? Governments are gearing up. There's a lot of preparation. Soros is trying to start riots with the police. This country is being destabilized, and InfoWars is under attack like you've never done before. In their face, we need to promote InfoWars, promote the radio show, promote the video feeds, promote these articles you see on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Nothing can stop you from posting it on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and on your own message boards and Pinterest and Craigslist and everywhere else. And at the end of your emails, a link to our video feeds, our audio feeds. Get out there and show them the power you've got. Let's have a people bomb against tyranny. Let's have an anti-tyranny bomb today. On this Wednesday, what, the 6th day of May, 2015, to let the system know we're fighting back. Because the good news is, this is the empire striking back. We're beginning to win. That's why they're launching this operation. But I've got to take action to defend the First Amendment. They're trying to ram through the TPP right now. That's secret. The one provision that was released, because WikiLeaks got it, they admit internet freedom and allows corporations to kick you off the web, not just their sites, because they say so. No judge, no jury. Corporate global governance. And whether it's Zuckerberg or the head of Amazon, they're all working with Obama to shut down free speech. My God, where is the so-called left on this? I attacked Bush for his tyranny. It was nothing compared to this. This has gone into overdrive. Are you really going to let them arrest people in the Tea Party and shut down Christian churches and tell the troops they can't be Christians when the founding fathers were bad people? I mean, this is like a giant re-education camp this country's being turned into. And just support our local affiliates. We support them. We get the ratings. We get the advertisers for folks locally, but it isn't enough because the establishment is targeting our affiliates as well in dirty trick campaigns. They're lying and saying that we said things we didn't say. If you don't hear it out of my mouth, we didn't say it. When MSNBC says, I'm a racist, or I influenced the bombers, the Boston bombing, and then they don't show a clip, they wouldn't be getting that outrageous in their propaganda if they weren't desperate. I'm Alex Jones. I'm going to pass the baton to David Knight. I'll be calling in later with some updates on this, but this is a big deal. And if tyranny came, would we notice? If tyranny came, would we do something? If tyranny came, would we wake up and say no? You're being tested right now. They're not just coming after us. The censorship is intensifying across the board, but we're being hammered by name in over 100 publications a day, CNN and Fox News last night. It was ABC News the night before. Last week, every channel lying about what we say, that we that David Dewhurst, the CIA operative, former lieutenant governor, came out in ABC News and said that the groups criticizing, and my name was in there, Jade Helm, want to spit on the troops like Vietnam. What the hell? The troops don't want to be part of Jade Helm. They know it's part of a conditioning operation. You see how they're operating, folks? And they got the Republicans working with them on these globalist operations, on TPP, on all of it. It's here. We're being conquered. We're being usurped. And they don't want to have a debate about it. They want to shut down people who are engaged in legitimate journalism. Modern Paul Revere's, all of you, ride now, get the word out, and send people to InfoWars.com because it's the information they don't want you to be aware of. I'm Alex Jones from the front lines of the InfoWar. We now go live to David Knight from the InfoWars.com news center in Austin, the house that the people built, the house where patriotism and the resistance lives.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I look at that editorial that David Dewhurst wrote that went into the Dallas Morning Herald, it was absolutely obnoxious. The thing started out with a bunch of pictures of medals and essentially came back and said, give the military the, you know, carte blanche. Don't question anything that they have to say. If you do, you're not a, you hate the military. Let's talk about who hates the military. It's the VA that has confiscated the guns. When you look at the National Background Check Database, 99.3% of the people who've had their firearms confiscated have been veterans who were turned in by the VA. And, of course, the veterans are prominently figuring in all of their training scenarios for domestic operations. It's veterans, people who want constitutional government, people who want limited government, not people like Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst.
Well, they're attacking soldiers in other ways, too, though. While you're still in the military, when you're still active duty, whether it be Army, Marines, or whatever, they push all these opiates on you to a point where you become addicted to it. And then when they kick you out or you get out and they suggest you get out, then when they send you to the VA, they're like, oh, you have a drug problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and then next thing you know, these guys end up shooting themselves. They go, you know, it's crazy.
By the way, you're talking about the war on drugs. We're going to be talking to Freeway Ricky Ross, who's going to be joining us live in studio in the next hour. And you want to talk about, you know, we talk about the war of drugs and the war of terrorism, because both of these things are being run by our government. They're training terrorists. They are growing the poppies in Afghanistan. They were running the drugs into L.A. with the crack cocaine trade that he was a part of as part of the Iran-Contra scandal with Ronald Reagan. When you look at that, just think about that. Who are we supposed to be afraid of the most today? It's supposed to be Iran. What did Ronald Reagan do? He secretly armed Iran. Okay, they had a lot of planes. They needed parts because we had installed a puppet there for decades.
Well, the battleships and stuff they have now are the old ones that we gave them.
Yeah, yeah. We had a ruthless dictatorship that was set up and trained by the CIA, the SAVAK. Now, in order to get leverage with his war in South America, Reagan sold those people who were supposed to be our enemies, sold them parts, and then sold drugs into California and the rest of the country. At the same time, they were telling everybody, just say no. Okay, here's the drugs, but just say no.
Yeah.
You know, we're from the government. We're here to help you. We're going to keep you off of drugs, and we're going to help you get drugs at the same time. So you look at that. You look at the Iran-Contra. There is the war on terror. There is a war on drugs right there in a nutshell, and it is a war of drugs and of terror against the American people by our own government.
They're snatching up Americans left and right, throwing them in jail for these little petty crimes, having like an ounce or a little bit. I don't even know all the measurements, but like a little bit of marijuana. And we're just, our prison systems are all overflowed. You know, are full because of this war on drugs that they created in the first place. Opium production went up at 900 times what it was in 2001 when the Taliban was at its peak of control in Afghanistan.
It was like 10% of the world supply. Now it's over 90%.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, getting bigger all the time. We've got a clip from Jade Helm, and I want to get back to that. And I want to get back to David Dewhurst and basically look at where this attack is coming from. But let's play this Jade Helm clip from CNN, then we'll respond to it.
By directing the State Guard to monitor the operations, will allow Texas...
Don't mess with Texas, is Republican Governor Greg Abbott's message to the Pentagon. Abbott called out his State Guard to keep an eye on U.S. Special Operations Forces. The governor says he wants to make sure Texans' constitutional rights, private property rights, and civil liberties will not be infringed during an upcoming military war game called Jade Helm 15. 1,200 personnel, Army Green Berets, Navy SEALs, and Air Force troops will train across 7 states this summer. Do Texans really have to worry their own freedom is at risk? The site InfoWars has led the internet buzz, insisting it's all a plan for the Army to wage war on Americans, publishing a military PowerPoint slide showing Texas as red enemy territory.
I've hardly ever heard of something joint like this unless they're actually planning an invasion.
Republican presidential candidate Senator Ted Cruz says he understands Texans' worries.
I think part of the reason is we have seen for 6 years a federal government disrespecting the liberty of the citizens. And that produces fear.
Chuck Norris, one-time Walker, Texas Ranger TV actor, says on the conservative website WorldNet Daily, what's under question are those who are pulling the strings at the top of Jade Helm 15 back in Washington. Governor Abbott now says all he meant to do was have his state militia coordinate with the Pentagon.
We have been provided assurances by the Special Operations Forces that there is nothing for the public to worry about.
But now Democrats are calling on Abbott to apologize to the military. A former Texas Republican state lawmaker says the governor went too far.
And I just, as a patriotic American, do not believe that it is appropriate or necessary to use state resources to
this patriotic American didn't want to have any voter ID,
the
by the
American
way.
American military.
The White House trying to stay out of the governor's fray.
I have no idea what he's thinking. I might have an idea what he's thinking, but I'm not going to.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Four.
the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Joining me in the studio is Joe Biggs, and we've been talking about Jade Helm. We heard the report from CNN that you just listened to just before the break, and of course they took Alex Jones's comments, very brief, took them out of context to make it sound like we thought this was an all-out invasion. It was the beginning of martial law. That's not what we said. We were concerned about the fact that this is constantly building, that we have these training exercises being conducted in cities outside of military bases, outside of federal land, that this is part of conditioning the American public to living with the military on the streets, like we're some kind of a banana republic with nuclear weapons. When I talked to the reporter here at KVU, the ABC affiliate, she came back. She said, well, you know, they might have some real legitimate uses for having the military in the United States. Maybe they need to protect us from ISIS or from drug dealers. And I said, well, maybe then they could put the troops at the border to deliver. Yeah. And we've got this report that just came out at the end of yesterday. This is something that happened back in June 26th of last year. You said you'd heard of it at the time that it happened. Now Judicial Watch used a FOIA request to actually get the documents from DHS, and their records detail how Mexican government helicopters crossed the border and fired on Border Patrol positions there. That's the Mexican government coming across the border in military helicopters and firing on people. But, of course, we have to have the military to protect us with these drills. They're not going to put them at the border. That's the last thing.
But if you're Andrew Tamorsi and you drive over the border, they throw you in jail.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that Marine that was picked up for a long time. He got funneled in, and I've had this happen to me before with toll roads. Get funneled into something. They won't let you turn around.
Yeah. So
I just need to come. I need to turn around. No, you can't. You got to come through. Oh, now you're in. You're under arrest.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not leaving. Yeah, exactly. So we were talking about what's going on. Of course, there's a full court press. It's very interesting that it seems like the lead apologist for Jade Helm is former Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who ran unsuccessfully against the current sitting governor. So there's a lot of politics involved in this. He took some swipes at InfoWars. But it's not the first time that we've had a back and forth with David Dewhurst. If you go back to 2011, Paul Joseph Watson reported about then-Lieutenant Governor, Republican Lieutenant Governor, killing a TSA bill. And again, what happened was this is a bill that was put forth by David Simpson, a great libertarian legislator here in Texas. It would have stopped the manhandling of men, women, and children by the TSA, the violations of our Fourth Amendment, the violations of just common decency. His bill passed unanimously in the House. And then it looked like it was going to pass in the Senate. So people like David Dewhurst got busy with the TSA and scuttled it. That's precisely what Senator Patrick said, Dan Patrick. He said, Dewhurst came up with this elaborate political play to kill the bill without his fingerprints, but his fingerprints are all over this. And Patrick went on to say, someone who will undermine his members, someone who will not stand up to the federal government, you have to ask yourself, is that the kind of person we need in the U.S. Senate, said Patrick about Dewhurst, adding that he had sideswiped him on Tuesday night by turning members against the bill. He says, I hear he's thinking about running for governor. I hear he's thinking about running for senator. In the last 24 hours, he's given me some things to think about. This is a guy who worked for, he's portrays himself as a Vietnam vet. And in that disgusting op-ed piece that he put in the Dallas Morning News, as Alex Jones pointed out in his report at the bottom of the hour, he said that he was mistreated as a Vietnam vet. He doesn't want to see that happening to people. Well, you know, we're concerned about the way the vets are treated, and they're being mistreated by the VA. We've talked about that over and over again. That's where the biggest mistreatment of American vets are. We're not talking about mistreating vets. We're not talking about mistreating servicemen. We're talking about what is the mission of the United States. What is the legitimate mission of the United States?
Because they're not being transparent.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us. Stay with us. We're going to have Freeway Ricky Ross joining us in the next hour, and we're going to have some news here at the top of the hour. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate it. Joe Biggs. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.